Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fader when your niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Can niggas hear me?
I can hear you. We know.
Hi, guys.
Another
week.
Fuck is up, everybody. It's the End of Regulation Podcast. I'm Shake.
It's your boy Lo, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. the Nigerian Necessity.
Spurt.
What is it, 16? I forget every week.
It's episode 16.
I should probably start looking at the numbers before we start. That might be a good idea. But I'm going to ask you niggas every time. It's just a little warm up, a little layup line. We do it every week.
Uh-huh.
Saying. Speaking of the week, you know, we're going to kick it off and do what we do. How was y'all week?
It's at like a 15 right now.
15 out of what?
15, oh, like 1 out of 10, but it's 15, so it's off the charts right now.
Oh, we had a 50?
Yeah, feeling good, sheesh. Feeling great.
All right, so we're going to, I want to hear about that.
Oh, we'll get to why I want a 15, and, you know, just happy.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. I'm happy to hear that. And I'm chilling. My week was pretty good. Can't remember at the moment how it really went down, but I'm here, so I know it was good.
Shit. We're without some of our usual suspects this week. My boy Rosé is not on the boards this week. We got Sean Beeman. We not at South Beach. We Visual Hub's not here. They much love to Fermel's mom. I believe she got married yesterday.
Congratulations.
So much respect to them. Ivan and them is down with the whole South Beach team in Miami. So
niggas on a Trey Song shit. Summer in Miami, huh? It's a summer in Miami.
I turned on a FaceTime Ivan. He had sunglasses on. He looked like Pitbull, but you know,
not Pitbull.
Ivan's small, so it was like, you know, it was like a bully or something like that.
He's gonna hear this. He's gonna cut you the fuck out.
Pitbull featuring bully.
But nah, shout out to Ant. It was Ant's birthday. That's why they all went down there. You know what I'm saying? Much glad they having a good time. So we kicking it today.
Basically.
Doing it real.
We in the hood, baby.
We on the block.
We on the block with it right now.
At an undisclosed location, but just know. It's the fucking trenches.
It will and can get active. Definitely.
But we chilling. We comfortable.
Saying
not natural happens,
I mean, passing around a lot. If you can't already tell how mellow we are right now,
yeah,
no, did niggas catch that bar?
Yeah, I like it. I like it, bro.
Nice, break it down. Niggas twisting a lot because we mellow, la la mellow.
Yeah,
I'm here all night, folks.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we need one of those like a week, bro.
I got y'all.
We've been getting it too.
Yeah,
he was at. I don't want to be responsible for having to do that, but still, somehow niggas come through.
That was not me. That wasn't premeditated. That was just
flex. Yeah, just saying this shit.
I'm nice, bro. That's what I do. I start smoking. I start writing and shit.
Yeah, because you do the music shit, right?
I mean, part time as a hobby. I like to express myself via music.
That's dope.
I gotta buy this beat so I can put this one song that I got out. It's real, real niggerish, real summertime vibes. I think y'all would like it.
You gotta let us hear more of it, bro. Like,
I think I probably said that to y'all already. But
did you play it outside when we was outside the Namin on the other block in Brunswick?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, definitely. We heard it. That shit was fire.
It's that ass shaking music.
Definitely.
Oh, that's when we was talking about OJ Simpson.
Oh shit.
I forgot about that, and we're not about to do that right now.
No, sir.
We're not?
Not today. I don't got the energy.
Yeah.
Not that OJ Simpson related.
Or R. Kelly.
Or, yeah.
Nah. Why? Because OJ. Well, see, I didn't talk about him. He brought up him.
But all I had to say. You just mentioned Voldemort just now, yeah. Bro. Like,
you must not be named.
Word.
That's like saying Bill Cosby. That nigga's free.
Oh, yeah. That definitely happened this week, man.
We're leaving that alone, though.
Nah.
We can
talk. We could talk
since
about
we can't
it,
talk about OJ Simpson.
Look, check this out.
We can talk about Bill Cosby.
Here's my thing with the whole Bill Cosby situation, right? So forgive me because I don't know the exact details, so it might sound like I'm speaking ignorantly, but you won't get the bigger picture. So allegedly, Bill Cosby is not allegedly. He's freed because off a technicality, off a plea deal that he had back in like 2005. So my issue with this whole shit is it that because he's a black man that they looked over some shit like that? And not even just on some black man shit, how can somebody admit to such a nasty act like that and then still get no jail time because of a deal?
Filth.
What is the point of, I get it's wealth, but what is the point of having laws if niggas could just sidestep it?
That's not how the game is played.
I mean, you can't do that.
It's really bad. Like when you look at the situation, it's like what happens? Like no, like all the he doesn't have to recant the statements. He wasn't coerced in the same, like all these things. Like no, the things he said and admitted to are real, but because the judicial system fucked up or whatever the hell,
yeah, fucked up big time.
Niggas is out of jail with a full opportunity to go back and try to buy NBC.
All right. But my problem with that shit is, though, we know that he's not innocent.
At all.
But what if he was? What if it was a situation where somebody was innocent and they looked over something legally that they weren't supposed to and the nigga got sent back to jail?
And see, that's where, you know, that's where, like, if we remove who it was, if we remove Bill Cosby from it, it's a very, very interesting conversation. You know, there's so many people that, you know, were wrongfully accused of a lot of crimes in the South. You know, there's a lot of, you know, prejudice within the judicial system, but it's even worse, you know, down South. There's, we see it every day. There's always somebody new on the internet that's getting free from, because the judicial system, like the DNA, like they just didn't have it. So they went by this chick's word and that's just what it was. Or they went by this guy's word and that's how the situation ended up. And then we're seeing people just get out of jail and get nothing from it.
It's some nut ass shit, all right? I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it for real. Cause it's
definitely,
all jokes aside, it's really disgusting. You feel me? Like
it's nasty work, and then it's like people will like champion like he was
so
wrong.
All you bitch ass niggas who was, I mean, oh
we
free
had
him, blah 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 blah. Like, nah, yo, I'm cool off that. All you niggas, yo, check this out. The nigga did the shit and admitted to it.
Yeah.
So at this point, if you don't do your quick Googles and know that he did that shit and you still supporting him and you just still ignorantly just champion this nigga for whatever reason, because you niggas didn't love the Cosby Show that much. Like, stop the cat.
Yeah, that shit not it for real.
If you hate women, nigga, just say that. Because you niggas is,
y'all, like supporting Quaaludes.
No, it was very, I'm going to tell you what was very strange. What was very, very strange when Bill Cosby, when this news came out and he was let out of jail, a lot of people showed their true colors with a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You were seeing a lot of, like, Felicia Rashad.
So his wife?
Like, whew, Felicia Rashad, done. Had to step down from Howard, I believe.
Oh, they made her step down? Smart move.
Down.
So it's just, checkers.
It's done. You feel me? So many, like, yo, Dr. Umar came out like, yo, they've been trying to keep, like, it was very, very telling who a lot of, how a lot of, like, celebrities were responding to this.
They protect their own. That's basically what it is. It's like protection of their own. Like, all the little shit that they do that's not supposed to be out in the public, like, they do it.
Bill Cosby ain't none of these niggas' cousin.
But it's a lot of people that are is cousins in the celebrities.
That. I don't even think it's that. There's a lot of them who just dick ride.
That's true.
Point blank period. They thinking, oh, I show support that maybe one day, blah 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 blah, I'll stand next to, like, I mean, shit like that.
That's or all. I'll be in this thing. Like, what can you get from Bill Cosby, bro?
You never know.
Putting bots.
You don't know who he know.
That's true, but like, when has Bill Cosby ever been relevant until like when he says some dickhead shit about black people, or
I mean,
like this the shit that happened right now.
All
right,
so to put it in context, Bill Cosby's forever going to be relevant off of the shows he has. The Cosby Show. He got Lil Bill. So
and he's known as a comedian, but he's not funny.
To you, there's a whole crowd of people who do find Bill Cosby funny. That's what he made his career off of. So we're not going to say that. You know, we don't find him funny maybe in today's climate or whatever. Once upon a time, yeah. But to just be like, oh, nah, what can Bill Cosby do? Man, you know what that nigga know?
It's just bad because, like,
he has no type of influence on what goes on in the world right now.
You'd be surprised. Really doesn't. Bro. You'd be surprised what happens behind the scenes and who's calling the shots and shit. But let's not spend too much time on Bill Cosby. Fuck Bill Cosby.
And pretty much.
Rashad.
Yeah.
Disrespectfully.
And fuck July 4th.
Oh, we here now? Yeah, shit. Fuck. Yeah, fuck July 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Unless.
Nah, we can't say fuck July 4th. Because July 4th is Lenny Day.
Fuck American Independence Day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Because I just look at the calendar and it go July 3rd, Lenny Day, July 5th. So it's not really no numbers and shit.
Yeah, it's really like we really celebrate this man on this day.
Yeah, word. But Independence Day for America? Nah, no such thing.
Yeah, it stinks.
Nobody celebrating. I don't want to do a history lesson, but y'all already know. I'm not celebrating that shit. And to all you dickheads who keep firing fucking fireworks days later after July 4th, fuck you. I'm sick of y'all.
They choose violence every day, man.
Come on, bro. Wake me up out of my sleep. Be high as hell.
Yo, have you seen the fucking fireworks that's like been on like social media, like with the big boom and shit?
Nah.
Yo, somebody, I don't know, last night somebody lit like some firecrackers, like in the middle of the street, like in the four-way street. And that shit was just like boom, like it was a big explosion and shit like that.
Just on the ground, just.
Yeah, like in people's cars is all right there and shit, like.
See, that's the shit I don't like. That's why I don't be fucking with holidays.
Like, yo, Chicago dudes got the grenade launcher, fucking, what's the names? Fucking firecrackers.
Even
yo, like they made homemade grenade launchers and put like the firecrackers in them, and they were shooting them in the air.
Godspeed.
That's unnecessary.
All I'm gonna say is Godspeed.
Never that. Like, what? For what? What are niggas really trying to do?
Just blow shit up. Yo, I feel like playing. Yo, you.
That's what niggas trying to do. Boom, 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 boom.
That was. Shawty beaming.
Damn, you might have to take over Rosé's job. Doing the right buns. It's like, nah.
Damn, Rosé, hear what happened? You missed one day at work, bro? Pressure's on. It's
like, nah. Yo, no, we love Rosé. He gonna fuck with everybody.
Wild Mike. On the buttons, bro.
Mike's gonna be turning everybody's shit off the first week.
Just gonna hear an episode of just nothing but buttons.
And the buzz.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Only if they knew.
Happy birthday, Lenny. Sorry I missed Word. Yesterday.
Fucking Lenny Day.
You know I love you, bro.
We was on the block.
Happy solar return. You already know how I do shit.
Niggas is
I'm fucking
fun.
With it. I'm fucking with it.
I ran out of shit to say.
It was a great day. This is crazy, like.
Yo, you were literally like there earlier before everybody.
Yeah, I was there from start to finish.
So you seen the setup and.
Yeah, I helped the setup. I helped the setup. So like,
That's some dope shit that they put in that backyard, bro.
Bro.
Like a fucking bar, bro.
I wasn't there, so can niggas tell me what happened?
Alright, so. You go. It's crazy because it's like. We're on like what a lot of people would consider a very like I won't call it a dangerous.
It get area, active, but it's like sometimes.
It's snort, you know what I'm saying? It's yeah. a
It's a number block. You go through. We're not gonna say which number, but specific number block.
You go through the. It's like it's, it would have been dope. That's I wanted Firm and them to record that day. They were going to, but obviously they couldn't because.
Can niggas tell me what the fuck was there? I don't give a fuck who was there, who wasn't there. Tell me what you niggas saw.
Well, that is a part of the story, though. Like.
Yo, y'all niggas trying to tell me a story. I'm
niggas
trying to
missing out, and now we got to rush. Yo, you got to paint the pictures.
You weren't here, the bro.
You niggas telling me. So. I'm just asking for
you. Let me paint the picture. Then.
The setting. That's
I got
all.
It. Well, yeah, you gotta, I got to do that, right?
Yeah.
This like, is part of that. So you get there. You walk into the backyard. They set up like a balloon wall. Okay, so we got a balloon wall.
What color were the balloons?
A nigga.
Like gold.
Niggas just kidding. So it was like gold, green, like a peach. There was a couple white ones, I think, and it was like a black wall. He had like a chair swing in there.
Okay.
So
stay on this free booty shit.
Oh wait.
So then we had a Tempo and LZ DJ, and shout out to Tempo and LZ.
So you know the music is fire at this point. Okay. Like, it's like a back-to-back punch.
Like, every time. Like,
it's Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, it really was like that. All
right.
Like, yeah. I don't think anybody just sat still for, like, at least 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was
like, it was constant movement. But go ahead, Shaq.
So then he had, like, the table with all the food. His mom and his family and them, they made all the food. Shit was bussing. You know, the usual cookout vibes. The beans and the what was it? Macaroni salad or some shit.
I see where the, I see where the fuck this is headed.
I don't.
And please. But go ahead.
Had some ribs. There was some chicken there.
Alright, bro.
I told you I see where this is going. And nigga said, nah, what are you talking about?
So the barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken was fire.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Whoever made that deserves everything. Yes.
Yo, I had a leg. I had a whole leg to myself. I was like, yo, this is amazing.
I ate mine and then took Maya's off her plate.
Nah, the chicken was busting. Nah, what was crazy was so we there and like finally get set up or whatever. Lenny comes out, he gets dressed, you know what I'm saying? He comes down. So that's the whole setup, you know what I'm saying? And then, oh, my bad. Forgot to mention he has like, I don't know, 10-foot bar that's on like this.
Nigga, he got like a club like, in his backyard.
Yeah. Like no bullshit.
It's really
like
the club in his backyard.
That's tough.
TVs.
Yeah, TVs on that's the wall, tough. You know what I'm saying? Whole bar, everything like that. So that's kind of where everybody's sitting at. Everybody kind of gathered up there.
Okay.
Everybody from it was too many people to name. We never shout this nigga. Shout out to Mister. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Always saying niggas the yo, how niggas shouted out Teddy and didn't shout me out. So my nigga, salute to you and your boot. This nigga be driving around.
Yo,
with
he's
a boot.
Really I'm not gonna do it. I could've did it if I'm not.
But anyway, Lenny comes downstairs. Mm-hmm. Obviously he's hungry. Bro's first meal on his birthday. Not one, but two glizzies.
What made you go with that verse?
Lenny, come on, dog.
I got the footage. I'm gonna do it later. Cause it was just like,
yo, he made up for it. He made up for choosing that type of violence. So
I'm saying, like, I mean, it was whatever. What he did was close, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? we'll let the listeners decide what he did was close. But this glizzy off the rip, it's a crazy birthday. Anyway.
Have mercy.
Bro didn't really drink a lot early. Lenny wasn't drinking at all early.
So, context. Last year at Lenny Day, Lenny was only seen for 1 hour. He was gone.
Yeah, Lenny was done by 9 p.m. I got there at exactly 9 p.m. It was 8:59 when I walked in the backyard. And I walked in and they were picking bro up off the floor. That's how like lit he was.
That's how hard we party. That's how hard we party at Lenny's.
My son was walking around with bottles of water, just drinking casually, just like jigging through the party like mm-hmm. I be normally doing. You know what I'm saying? He had a birthday sash on like a bad bitch and he had his kimono on.
He had the silk on. You see you?
My fucking dog.
I'm niggas so out, was out there like nigga, ghost of nigga Tsushima and all that.
You know how you got the little pageant ribbon that go around you? He had that. It's like, it's my birthday.
Pageant ribbon. He's the mayor. He's the mayor.
Yeah.
The
all niggas was putting stripper money on him.
What a hoochie.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody came through, bro. Who was there?
We had NTS. The whole pod was there.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Their whole pod. Well, yeah, except for Q and Keenan, but, you know, the three guys, the three amigos, they were there.
Mike.
Oh, so I fucked it up by not coming?
My bad.
We supposed to be there popping shit?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it was cool. You know what I'm saying? They're like, finally get some of those guys up here and come to hang out with us. And
you know, and Corey admitted it. He said, yo, I might have to take that drive more to North Jersey.
Yeah,
like, you said it, bro. Don't take it back, man.
You know, it's a good time.
We also had the Liddy Boys. Well, two-thirds of them. We had them there.
Who else was there? From Basola was there, went to high school. She was her class president. She's cool.
Oh, Shaheen was there.
Shaheen was there. Monk.
Yo, stop calling that. Yo. Respect him, bro. Please.
Yo,
Keys was there. Like,
yeah, nigga Keys was like, yo, where the cookouts at? I was like, yo, we had Lenny crib. He was like, I'm coming. Like, I turned around. He really showed up. Nah, niggas be like, yo, I'm gonna come through. You like, oh, all right, we're cool. I did not think bro was really gonna take that drive.
Yo, it's cool because like niggas really got cool with Keys, like, and like now he outside with us, you know, like,
yeah, just from playing football.
Well, and stuff like that, you know.
But we're gonna get through that. A bunch of people we're not gonna be able to name on y'all. I'm sorry. Great party. You know, like they were saying, LZ and Temple did their thing. The music was buzzing, like the drinks were flowing. Everybody like drink of the evening, Casa Reposado, with the side of, all right, so it's called Don Roberto. It's Barbara, my nigga Reg. Shout out to Reg, who was insanely drunk.
Yeah.
Reg was giving everyone that he talked to motivational and life changing speeches. Jesus. He was walking around like Vince Lombardi.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, you gonna be some in life, nigga.
Yeah. Like, really, really, you know, speaking life into whoever he saw, all while carrying around this Don Roberto tequila.
Well, y'all some tequila, man.
Man,
listen.
It's a drink of the summer, man. It's a drink of, I mean.
Of champions.
One day I'm going to get society to quit alcohol.
That's
maybe not today, but one day.
We calling that shit Don Burt from now on. It was definitely a good experience, but don't drink too much of that shit.
I don't really drink that much, bro. I know my limits. I don't play with that shit.
So, you know, we having a good time. Night's going, it's going, whatever. Lenny's Pops gets on the mic. Who, shout out to Pops. He's not going to really listen to this probably, but.
Listen, like, you gotta really talk about Pops if you're gonna talk about Pops. Like,
yo.
You can't even, like, if he not gonna listen, at least, like, do him the justice to tell him, like, how this nigga is, man.
Coolest. I'm not gonna call him an old dude, but because that's, like, my second dad for real. Like, but that's, like, that's my man right there. You know what I'm saying? He fucking hilarious.
Most
he
fun.
Looks exactly like Lenny.
Without a beard.
Yeah, like if Lenny shaved his beard off and was like. Lenny.
It's a split image, just.
Yeah.
Lenny, like a shade, just a shade darker.
Yeah. You know, he was behind the bar, dishing out drinks and jokes and a good time to everybody for the majority of the time. But he gets on the mic, asks for all his kids and everybody to kind of come down to the center. Because Lenny had something he wanted to say. You know, it was his birthday. He kind of wanted to you know, address everybody, say thank you for coming, the kind of thing. So, you know, it starts off, bro, what was it? It was 6 years ago today.
I know this shit was way more lit than how you telling it right
well,
now.
Well, no, bro. But you have
there's
to.
This is why I say he got to really do Pops justice.
So Pops made everybody get off the club, like out the club. That's number one. Like he said, everybody get the fuck out of my club right now. I just want Lenny and my kids. Now, mind you, Shake is up there. And Matt, shout out to Matt, because Matt is up there too, also. So, bro, like everybody, shush. They're like, it's still music going on, still music going on. So it's the next door neighbor. So they like, yo, shut your music off. I'm saying something. They shut it off, no problem. Like, like you gonna like, tell me to turn my music off? Like
at my cookout. But because you the neighbors. But they was respectful, you know what I'm saying?
And they was and they were standing at the fence at this time while everybody was downstairs. So
okay, so clearly he's a gangster.
Yeah. we're not gonna incriminate him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like without saying too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, Dad starts making a speech, starts sending, he starts asking for his oldest daughter to go down. Then he looking for his young boy to go down, like, just to go stand in the crowd. He starts to send out, Cherish. That's his other baby girl. Says her down there. Shake and Matt. Still, it's still up there. So then he like, yeah, this is my other son, Shake. Sends him down there. Then he sends Matt down there. Then he's like, you know, he gets his baby boy. Like, yo, this is my baby boy. This, that, and like basically like he's proud of the man that he's become. You know, like everybody showed up and showed out for this man on his day. So he sends him down there. And then, you know, crowd get rowdy. It's rowdy. It's a lot of people. So.
They look like it was hella people.
So he was like, yo, my son got. He said, yo, my son got something that you want to say. So everybody's still talking. So he like, I said, my son got something that you want to say. Shut the fuck up. Basically.
Everybody hushed.
Shut the fuck up, guys.
Everybody
goddamn.
Hushed up. So, Lenny starts off 6 years ago today. So everybody, soon as you hear those words, I'm like,
oh, shit about to go crazy.
Yeah. But also, I forgot to tell y'all, he also had Chelsea up there with him too, and he sent her down.
Cause like, that's
my
daughter.
That's my daughter. So if anybody that's listening to this, if you don't understand, Chelsea and Lenny have been together for 6 years.
Ain't nothing like black love, you heard.
That's a long period of time to be with somebody.
By the way.
And they're quite literally I've never seen anybody more perfect.
Like they meet each other's needs and like you see the happiness and yo, she took this nigga to Mexico for his birthday.
That's lit.
It
was Juneteenth, but it was like I think it was a graduation thing. It had to be because they were just because that's why they missed
don't
Juneteenth.
Matter the reason why I take me to Mexico is not me. To anybody listening and want to take me to Mexico, I got my passport. Just letting y'all know.
You know, I too would love to be taken to Mexico.
Well, go ahead, bro. My bad. Continue.
So, well, Shake was talking. I was just helping to.
I ain't gonna hold you, man. You niggas is cooking.
But realistically, like, no, when he said 6 years.
To you.
Wait, I don't think you heard me, bro. I said you niggas is cooking right now. Should I light this shit or should I just leave it alone?
Light it, bro. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Fuck it.
Here's the thing. There's no way to do justice to this moment.
All right. So I would never, like,
just tell
like,
us what happened. Then,
so, like, real, like, real, like, real, like, I'm speaking to you, man to man. Like, man. I would never want anything in that moment to ever fucking change.
There was nothing. It was
perfect.
Yeah, like it was quite literally the greatest thing I've ever been a part of. That was not my own life event.
And this fucker knew 6 months. Right? So, and like, this month, we don't keep nothing from each other. Me and Shake, like, but this nigga kept this from me for 6 months.
Hey, man, it's a secret society.
But you know, how intuition is? Like, you know something is up. I told LZ to play International Players Anthem.
I mean, all right.
That. But I'm saying, like, you just know in the air, I'm like, yo, everybody is really cuffed up right now.
And what's crazy is, like, LZ didn't play it till later. So let me start us off. 6 years ago today, I met the love of my life. So like Bird said, everybody's looking around like,
oh, you ever heard that song,
bro, Jim Jones? 6 years ago, I started tearing up.
You ever heard that song by Jim Jones? Love of My Life? She got a thing for sipping, clicking, going clubbing that night. Ain't nothing like the love of my life. This nigga really potted.
I know what you're talking about. She like
to find a thing. This nigga really potted right now. Money is
right. Ain't nothing like the love of my life.
Yo, this nigga.
She let a dick.
Yeah, all right. We got it.
She give a nigga energy he needs whenever he feels in it. Go ahead. My bad. I'm just serenading folks, bro.
Yo.
I'm here. You said we potting. I'm here.
Yeah, we potting. We able to not be like all cosmetic up behind the fucking video cameras and shit. We just really just pod today.
I hear this lighter flick. So no ceilings in this motherfucker.
I too can no ceilings in this motherfucker.
All right, cool. Let's go with the story.
So I'm not going to run down his whole. By now, if you can't tell that this man proposed to the love of his life. The way he I can't.
See, it's that. She made my house a home,
bro. I'm not gonna repeat that, man.
Yeah, like, the bars.
Yo,
alright. So he
was like, "That's my sword. That's my backbone. Like, that's my like in front of everybody. Everybody that Lenny cared
about to cry. I got to chill.
listen. Yo, but it was perfect, bro. Like, that's what I mean.
So like
in front of everybody that Lenny loved, he proposed to the love of his life. He had all the people that he wanted to be there, bro.
So, like, mind you, I've probably had the ring in my pocket for, like, 15 minutes.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna say nothing, but it is a video out there, and Shake does a fucking handoff.
Sean got the best video of that, because it was just, like,
from that angle, yeah, he got the best.
We literally planned, like, that's how we didn't plan it. It was his jump, but, like, literally, he was telling me, like, how, like, it's going to be done. Like, this is down the third. And it was just like, I word.
Because in my video, it was like Chelsea right here, and then it was Shake, and then it was Matt right here, and then it was Lenny right here. So all four of them were just like in a circle. Shake just dabbed them up, mad smooth. Like, it was.
It was a drug deal. I didn't catch it after. I didn't even catch it. Then I had to play it back, and I'm like, oh shit! Like,
I didn't see it until niggas in my mentors was like, yo, big dude, really just give him a drug deal handshake. What the fuck is niggas talking about? And I'm like, oh, he really just did that shit.
Nigga,
do that shit.
Yeah.
And so, this nigga Shake snuffed Lenny in his chest while he making a speech and shit like.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, bro dropped the fucking ring and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, Shake?
All right, now that we here. Thanks for, I almost forgot about that. Thanks for...
But I would never change none of that, bro. It was just...
Hold the fuck up.
It's fucking Shake.
Let me ask you.
Yo, he going to find some way to fuck it up somehow.
Let me ask you. Yeah. Hold on. Look at my fucking eye right now. Let me ask
you, bro. It's a Hadouken!
Like, why did you hit bro so hard?
Bro.
Hold on. Let me ask
hold
you
on.
Something. Let me ask you something, bro. Motherfucking.
As you can hear, the fireworks.
The niggers have started.
They have started their bullshit.
We in one of them areas where
we're professional. Professional right now.
Anyways, back to what I was saying, Shake. This nigga was professing the love of his life. Basically, I mean, starting that journey. Why did you choose violence to punch this man in the chest?
I don't know. Like, it was a moment of excitement. Yeah, but I was hitting first, everyone that day.
So, okay, yeah. So let me tell you.
I was genuinely punching everyone that day.
Bro, this nigga burnt me with fucking coal, hookah coal and shit.
Wait, I did?
This nigga poor shit.
Yeah, like you hit the hookah and then the coal had flew over on me.
Bring that up, Sean. Not only are you hitting folks, you out here dripping champagne on folks like his game seven in the final.
This nigga went Chris Bosh. Yo.
Oh, yeah. Chris Bosh, bro. All
right, so here's the thing, right? Here's the thing.
It's another angle. Yo, it's another angle out there. I think Mike has the angle. Mike posted it up. Like, it's on Twitter. All you see is Shake grab the bottle from somebody and just take the cork off and just start shaking it. Bro,
because
I'm like,
the shit popped up like that. So, like, here's the thing. Bro. Hold on, listen. I told Lenny Saturday, I was like, nigga.
Was you pouring champagne on him?
Listen.
Nah, that's
I told this nigga on Saturday. I was like, yo, if there was a Gatorade bath that I could give you tomorrow, I would give it to you. He was like, so just fuck my outfit, huh? I was like, that shit dead.
Word.
So,
that's a great point. Fuck my outfit. Oh, that's a valid ass point.
I was like, yeah, that shit over with. It's over.
Well,
because like as a friend, right? Like as somebody who's been friends with Lenny for the amount of time that I have, and like how we've grown close, and et cetera, like to watch him do that in front of everyone, like, and I'm really trying not to, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm really trying not to,
like, find your words, nigga. Like,
I can't, because I'm trying not to cry, because it was really to be his friend like that. And to watch him in front of everybody.
Yo, this nigga was like a badass toddler with a fucking bottle displaying everywhere. That's his excitement.
So let me ask y'all something. After watching how Lenny did his shit, y'all put any thought on how y'all would do y'all shit? Because now niggas not mean.
I mean, when it comes to
he always ruining some shit. This nigga always ruining some shit. What are we supposed to do now?
If I tell you I'm getting proposed, I'm going to propose and everything, bro, you should know not to fuck up my outfit.
I mean, because you really would, like, you take like 4 hours to get dressed anyway, so right. You'll really be mad about your outfit.
Nah, that's anybody, bro.
Nah, well,
yo, when it's your day, like, yo, you take your fucking time, bro.
So you just going.
Like, you plan that outfit.
Yo,
like,
so,
you plan that outfit, and you know, like, that's what you're going, that's what the fuck you're going to look good in, that's what you're going to wear.
I know, because it was Liddy, I know it was some heat.
Yeah, it was.
I know it was some heat.
He had some Kyrie's on. You know?
Bro, I'll slap your white ass.
Yo, literally.
Your niggas and shit.
Pop the shit, it started, like, to go like that.
And then Liddy, bro.
What made you go with that verse?
Wow.
And like, just, hey, yo.
I'll say pause.
This nigga's at the loss of words, bro.
Yeah, I can't believe he caught me like that. Sean, I ain't with these shits.
Nigga's having peaked already. This nigga.
What made you go with that verse?
Nigga, Shake is getting cooked.
And then I gave this shit to Lenny. Lenny Chris Bosh.
What made you go with that verse?
Hey, yo.
What the fuck?
As far as drinking it.
What made you go with that verse?
It's like you do this on purpose.
Hold on.
I'm at this point, it's just like I'm.
Yo, it's crazy. I'm really not thinking about it. Like, I'm really just trying to tell the story. I just kind of like gave it a, you know, celebratory shake.
All right, what's next on the topic list? Who's this Darius Cooks nigga?
Oh, this
yo, that nigga is the devil.
Yo. I seen this nigga put watermelon on collard greens.
Yo,
what?
Yo,
all right.
Yo,
I don't be having time.
Will be shocked to see the shit that this nigga makes.
Yo, this nigga is the devil, bro. Seen this nigga.
Hold on. I don't eat greens, but I do eat watermelon, and I know that them two go together.
He put a hella seasoning on the watermelon. He put 7 seasons.
My nigga seasoning watermelon,
and then put it on top. motherfucking collard greens, my nigga.
Bro, the nigga, he tried to say, all right, so.
He diced up the watermelon, my nigga.
I'm going to give y'all an exact definition of what he thought he was making, right? So he called himself making a watermelon chow chow, right?
Chow chows? Yes. Like pet food. What the fuck is this?
Yo, my nigga.
A chow chow is literally like a, it's similar to, it's not similar to a relish, but it's like, I'm going to give you the exact definition. Give
like some puree shit?
The nigga, the shit look like pico de gallo, bro.
The fuck is a pico de gallo?
You never
pico de gallo is a mixture of tomatoes, red onions, jalapenos, lime juice, salt, cilantro.
All right, cool. It's a bunch of shit I'm not going to eat. Whatever.
It's the tomato shit that you see on like nachos.
Yo, it's amazing. Or on like tacos. Really amazing.
It's good. So chow chows consist of typically like, you know, green tomatoes. Like it's almost like a pickled kind of thing, not really, but it's used like you use like a vinaigrette or some shit like that. Like I'm kind of fried, like I don't feel like really looking at it, but like that's the best. Long story short, this nigga tried to make it out of watermelon, and it was like, why the fuck are you putting it on collard greens?
Yeah, word. I just feel like those two not supposed to go together.
Like, and think of like all the ingredients, like onions and all that. Like, why are you putting this shit on top of collard greens with like turkey neck bones and all this other shit? Furthermore, the nigga put collard greens and neck bones in lasagna. All
right. Look, check this out. I know I'm a picky eater, but that sounds like some bullshit.
Yo, this nigga feeding jailbirds. Who the fuck is this shit?
All of chefs. All right, so like, I follow a lot of like, you know, chefs on Twitter, like that's my thing. So like there's a part of Twitter that's literally just like chef Twitter, right? So the nigga Darius Cooks be taking like niggas recipes and like making
people's
like
pictures
of their shit and like they blogs and writing like his own shit on them, like he made it themselves. And like niggas have like caught this nigga in 4K like with all the shit and like nigga just be ignoring it, like not apologizing, like acting like this shit didn't happen. Like, and when it's crazy cause like when the nigga cooks, right, he literally just stares into the camera. He be like, pinch of salt, drops like there's this nigga's not measuring anything. He's not like, and I know niggas don't measure, so I'm not about to say it, but like you online trying to teach niggas stuff. So like literally that is what you're supposed to be doing.
Shake pills personally.
Nigga be like, pinch of salt, pinch of paprika.
And be a handful.
Pinch of fennel seed. Like, he just be adding shit that don't make sense together. And he be telling niggas that it's good. And, like, and just be telling niggas to make it. Like, it is the most insane thing. So, like, niggas.
But this nigga has hella fuck, like, people following him. What is wrong with people?
If you played a part.
Like, this nigga is a fucking fool.
That's the thing. It's not. All right, check this out.
Yo, and, like, this nigga has a.
Hold on, bro. Check this out.
Yo, it don't even look right how the way he breaking the string beam, bro.
Check this out.
Hold on.
It's real easy to fall into the influence, right? Because you know people get wrapped up in the social media shit. So if you just scrolling, you just watching shit, not everybody gonna make these recipes. So I mean,
yo, can you send that to my phone? I could just play it.
Like, bro,
get this weirdo off the screen, bro.
That nigga.
That nigga looks like a scammer, bro. Yo, he's scared. He like, yeah, I got you, motherfucker. I'm watching you.
Don't even look like he washed his hands, bro.
Like his fingers. Bro,
it is so. Person look like his fingers stink. Stink like he got stinky pinky.
Yeah,
I know it's a lot of influencers and shit that's on all the social media sites and shit. So y'all just be careful when. You know, y'all trying these recipes and shit because the wrong combination of shit will really make you sick for real. Just warning y'all.
I know you saying that, but that peach cobbler that he just showed me, that not me? Oh, nah. I got to try that.
Bro, the nigga Darius Cooks is going straight to hell.
On like a hot plate.
Yo, it's bad. He's the perfect example of like, the culture and the influencer culture and all, like how you can just like one person who's in contact with another person who can get you X amount of views or get you in front of the right people can change your life. Like he was on a fucking sponsored YouTube, this, like he has like millions of followers. Like there's people who quite literally listen to this nigga. And it's like that with so many other things besides food and sports or whatever we want to talk about. Like, there's literally people who just like are making a living at other people, like online.
Yo, it's niggas making money just dancing.
And they don't got to be good, though.
They don't.
Like, yo, it's crazy. I like mean, the black
dancing is subjective.
Bro, think about this. Like, the black TikTok creators stopped making dances, and the white TikTok creators, like, didn't know what to do. Like, they haven't come. There's no new dances, like, all that other shit. It's hilarious. Like, they were trying.
Because like, they was making come-ups off of, like, little black girls making
I saw some white girls TikToking and shit to that new Megan Thee Stallion song.
Yep.
Hands on the knees.
Yep.
Shake their ass like a
they didn't know what the... They was doing some bullshit.
They was throwing their hands in the air and shit, waving them back and forth. I'm just like, yo, it literally says hands on your knees.
But you can't shake your ass because y'all just have back.
Well, I'm...
We here.
Oh, we packing them up today?
I'm not going to body shame anybody. I'm just saying, if the song calls for your hands to be on your knees, I don't care what you shape like. Your hands should be on your knees.
That's crazy because we might have like... Like, you know what I'm saying, listeners that don't have knees.
Well, that might not be for them.
I'm just saying, we want to be inclusive.
So what else they going to move if they can't?
There's other songs that's inclusive to everybody. They just going to skip that one. Not everything for everybody.
So Wipe Me Down is fucked up?
Nah, they can wipe down half of them.
Wow.
Oh, now niggas want to be fucking sensitive and shit. Man,
you see how y'all play on the other shit?
I'm fucking wild. We can talk about... Oh, you know what? Elo hates when I go there, so I'm not going to do it this week.
You niggas never saw Forrest Gump? Remember Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah.
Yo.
Lieutenant Dan was a hoe, bro. And then got, like, this nigga was a bum. Nigga was buying prostitutes. All this shit after just getting his legs blown off. In
bro,
war.
That's mad traumatic. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yo, and then he got the prosthetic legs and everything so he can move around and shit.
It's not the same, bro.
He was a happy man.
Them shit's
like, look,
legs,
he was
though.
Down, yo. He was down bad when he had no knees.
But don't. Yeah. He was down bad when he had no knees.
That's crazy.
I'm here every Monday.
That's funny.
I'm here every Monday.
Yo, that's insanity. Yo, that's so bad. That's so bad.
Oh, the listeners are going to love this. When they hear this shit.
Lieutenant Dan. Yo, Forrest Gump really
And Forrest Gump gave him a job. After he was an asshole to him in the army.
Because that nigga Forrest is a boss.
And he was an asshole to him when he was in New York.
He's like, yo, he's popping shit. Now you won't work for me, bro.
Nah, Forrest wildin' though. Because he definitely waited for Jenny for like ever. And he was dead ass bugging.
Yo, like, y'all niggas
waiting for
shit.
Jenny?
Yo, they showed a lot of fucked up shit, bro. Like, they showed Jenny wanted to commit suicide. Jenny wanted to run away.
Oh, no, I understand all that.
Like, it was just mad. Like, when you get into deeper context of the movie, like, that's a very, like, dark movie.
Oh, well, of course.
Like, it's totally fucked up.
You asked me would I wait for Jenny?
Like, yo, Forrest's mom was fucking the principal to get him into school.
All right, Bert.
Yo, like, yo, look at this shit that we was watching, bro.
Would I wait for Jenny? No, because if I was Forrest, I felt like she was playing.
Yo, what's the wildest thing you would do for your kid?
Wildest thing I would do for my kid.
Because clearly she was willing to fuck so hers could go to school, like Bert says. So what?
I don't know how to answer this question.
Yeah, I don't have a kid.
Because I don't have a kid. Like, it's an easy cop out.
I would easily kill another human. No questions asked.
Come on. Of course.
That's easy.
Yeah. But that's
you probably, say what's the wildest? That's not the wildest.
It's not no wild. Like yo, you gotta protect your
wild,
young.
Bro?
So
you know what's wild? Would you eat a raw squirrel? For your kid. Just a whole square.
Hold on.
Nah, that nigga got died, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not eating.
See, it's dead.
I'd rather eat a coochie from the 70s. Hold on.
Bro.
Them shits was the same texture of a squirrel. It just ain't a squirrel. It just don't got a tail on that motherfucker neither.
They look like some people's bones.
Nah, I'm not eating no squirrel.
Nah. They're just like, yo, you eat this squirrel, you have to just bite through it, chew through it. You know what I mean? And TJ gets to go to whatever college you want him to, free of choice.
Yo, I just, that ain't going to community college. Like, he be out.
He's a five.
Yo, my son, like.
Nah, you bro, tough, right?
But, yeah, like, to bite through. You want me yo, to
tell
bite
him,
through
tell
something?
Tell TJ you tough, right? It's crazy. Like, that's really our little man.
Think about it, though, bro. Any school he want to go to, free tuition.
Bro, he's already going to do that.
Going to make it.
It's already happening. Whatever he wants to do.
All right.
So, let's I'm not say, eating no squirrel.
Let's say, you eat the squirrel. And at the other end of eating the squirrel, they got $1 billion for TJ. You're not eating that squirrel?
I'm chewing through that motherfucker within 30 seconds.
I can't cook this motherfucker.
Nah, bro.
This guy bite a squirrel.
Yo, but some people that eat squirrel.
Yo, is it all right, so it's nah, but
I don't
raw,
I never had
nigga.
It, but I heard
ain't no squirrel sushi, my nigga.
Like down south, like in like South Carolina, like if they see like a dead anything, okay. Yeah, like they pick it up and cook it. So it's people that eat like
they did that shit and fucking Waterboy too. That nigga mom was wildin'.
Yeah, she was cooking alligator head, all that shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
That I understand, but raw squirrel's different. And that's not even like the wildest thing I could think of. That was just off the top. This nigga asked me, what's the wildest thing you would do for your kid?
I told you, kill a person.
That's the wildest?
Yeah.
So nothing wilder than that? Is there anything wilder than that is off the table?
I would break Joey Chestnut's Glizzy record.
What made you go with that verse?
Why?
Because you said the wildest. Like, that's wild. Yo, that nigga.
I don't know if I want to be childish.
Yo, wait, hold on. This nigga broke the record in the hot dog challenge by like 26. It was his own record. He didn't have to do that.
So I'm going to ask, what's the number? Because this is fucking wild. Hold on. Bye, 20.
Yo, I got to show niggas what it was. I'm not going to tell you the number.
Yo, look at the shit that entertains humans, bro. Like, it's people that watch this.
Yo, the nigga ate 76 hot dogs.
And you said you would break his record.
For my son.
Yo.
This out, you drinking water, bro?
I'm not responding to any of that.
Yo, see, yo, you, yo, drying glizzies, bro. Like, that's crazy.
Nah, them niggas be dunking them in water and all types of wild shit.
Yo,
they be like,
yo, 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 I'm glad we do not have cameras.
I don't know what to say no more, bro. That's wild.
Bro, why did he eat 76 glizzies? Like, the record was already his. Like, he didn't have to break
why
it.
Why the fuck do you know that fact?
Bro, because it came.
Like, why do you know that?
It was on ESPN, my nigga. The shit was on ESPN. And
like,
I was like,
keep a track of who got the glizzy record. Different, bro. Really different.
Yo, that shit was on ESPN. I had no reason to know that other than that. But it's like, why?
Yo, I was watching. Remember a few episodes ago, we was talking about that game. What's it called? Cornhole?
Yeah.
That shit was on ESPN.
Bro. Yeah. Niggas is
they game? Make everything a sport, bro. Everything is a sport now.
Cornhole is not no motherfucking sport. That shit is a party game. You hear me?
Niggas like, is getting 10 G's, know, 50 G's for that, though.
Next thing you know, we're going to start breaking pinatas on fucking ESPN.
I'm with it.
Yeah. You get, yo, in one swing?
Bro, niggas like, dead have like, a strong
you get like a swing count? Like whoever got the lowest swing count wins?
Bro. I'm not watching no grown ass adults break pinatas, bro.
Bro, blindfolded? Niggas just swinging at the air? Yo, that would be fucking hilarious.
It's not a sport to me, bro. Like, all right. I go to ESPN for sports. Like, put that shit on, like, I don't know, TNT or something. I don't know TBS.
That just gave somebody a fucking idea. I'm mad.
Bro, ain't nobody about to record no niggas breaking piñatas, bro. Like, what you think this is?
Alright.
Who got time for that
you
shit?
You see that shit in 10 years.
You want some cold shit right now. Some Rent-A-Spoons.
Rent-A-Spoons is crazy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Who did that?
Cole from Martin.
That nigga always was dumb.
Yo, he called hors d'oeuvres horse divers.
Yeah, that's really Max.
Bro, man, only said like a couple words at a time. That was a cool show.
Facts. I'm not going to hold you. Y'all niggas have probably seen more Martin than I ever have in my life.
And this is really
I'm
fucking
sitting
nice.
Here with a bunch of fucking... All right. I will give you...
Yo, because you had, right, like, hold yo, on, you got to watch it.
Wait. I will give you... I will give you $10 right now if you can name 5 characters that Martin played on Martin. And there's so many of them. I just need 5.
Yo. You got Shanae? Oh,
that's one.
You got the janitor boy. I don't know his name.
Nah, I need names, bro.
I don't know. That's dead.
Well, all right, we'll skip.
That's probably it. I'm not going to hold you. Martin.
Hey, this nigga is different, bro.
This nigga like, ain't, I didn't think yo, Martin this nigga counted. Didn't I thought you was talking about like the extra.
This nigga ain't see Jerome.
Bro, relax. Don't say nothing, bro. Let him. I mean.
Jerome.
Nah, that don't count.
Nah, no, I told you that one. It's still. You still could get 3 other characters out of that.
Yeah, I don't. Wrap that one.
Terrible. I was playing a Martin trivia game the other night. Shit was lit.
I don't know. Like, I remember, didn't he get his head, like, stuck in the bed one time? Like, he had to wear
that.
Like,
no, that was Gina. His girl.
Oh, bro. See.
Like, you got to watch it, bro.
But you got Shanae, Roscoe, Dragonfly Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Bob.
From accounting.
Bob the white nigga.
Bob from accounting.
Yo. This nigga Martin was wilding. That's really Max. It's really a lot of characters. You don't know neither one of them. Bro, you gotta watch Martin, bro.
What floor did Broadman live on?
5th.
You know, it's common knowledge, though.
5th. If I ain't get that,
yeah.
It's 5th, but he always thought.
Y'all just
that's crazy.
Yeah, what time we at, y'all? Let me have to shift for a minute.
Damn. This shit felt short.
Anyhow, time.
That's what she said.
She ain't never said that to me.
It was not really a directed. Hey,
taking the macaroon.
Oh, shit. Yo, the niggas in the NCAA is getting paid, bro.
Oh, yeah? How that's working?
Like, nah, they signed in.
They
like,
better fucking pay Reggie Bush and get that nigga his shit back.
Oh, definitely.
Get Reggie Bush's records and his Heisman back.
Because, like, now they're making it, like, eligible to, like, you know, that they could sign anything that's to their player likeness. So they could go out and sign shit for money and do whatever as amateurs.
That's what's up. Damn, that's
and they bring
up.
In, and they bring in the NCAA game
it's
back,
so
too.
Many, yeah, I've been seeing people talk about that shit because it is, like, mad stars who we look back retroactively. It was just like, damn, they missed out on a bag.
That's like, think about how many college players that didn't. And it's all because of, like,
one man. It's really because of one man.
LeVar Ball.
No, but it's just white God. It's just white God that he essentially made the NCAA just to hold them conferences all together. Like all the different conferences, like the SEC, the ACC.
What they got to do with niggas getting money.
So basically, like, he wanted to rule out amateurism. So, like, every time, like, a player would bring up, like, a case against the NCAA, to, like, to state the case or whatever, they would always say, like, you're amateur, amateurism. So it's just, like, they always fumbled around that word.
But yet they make billions.
Exactly.
These amateurs.
So it's, like, why should I pay? Basically, their thought is, why should I pay players when they're coming here to get a free college education and all these other things, but it's, like, what does that really get you if you don't have no kneecaps? Again, like we talked about that. Like, you don't have any kneecaps later on. Because somebody fucks you up. Like, or you blindsided.
No, I feel you. I never really understood how they try to equate college tuition versus what the money that certain sports generate. That shit always was mind-boggling to me. But, I mean, I guess we in a time now where they trying to right their wrongs, I guess, better now than never. But truth be told, it's still like a drop in the bucket to me. Like, the money that these niggas is making for real.
Exactly. It's nothing comparable to what they should be giving the players. Yeah, like, if you think about over the years, it's always like a big time NCAA player that's always like, oh, it's this guy. And they it's like ESPN is making money off him. Like, you got Fox making money off him.
They convinced everyone that, like, the college education is equivalent to what they make from students. Like, they should be, like, and it's like these kids don't get an opportunity to really be students.
They don't.
These things overwork. Like,
yo, I could tell you, I said, being in college and seeing the shit is max. So, like, yo, they're up at 5 a.m. in the morning, right, for workout, because you always got to work out. Then they got study hall. Then they got to go to class. In the midst of that, then they got to eat.
Already,
then
that's too much.
Then they got two other classes. And then now it's time for practice. So it's like, where do you find that balance at to fit in the stuff that you need to get and learn to get this degree? It's really holding no value to it.
I mean, depending on what you get your degree in, it's still going to have value.
Yeah, but they're sending motherfuckers to fucking art class and count it towards something.
I get it. The system isn't really designed, like, student athletes don't. I'm not going to say they don't care about their education, but it's not really like their top priority depending on who you are. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying all student athletes are just dumbass jocks who are getting passed by the system, because there's a lot of intelligent ones who are fucking geniuses.
And this one's, it's ones that
sports as well.
Yeah, it's ones that's doctors. It's ones that are like great investors. Like, they knew where to put their money at, knew like what to do. Like, it's a lot of people. Like, you could say, like, what's the dude, Channing Crowder from, played football. He's on him. Like, yo,
okay,
bro, he learned, like, if he could make 300 grand in a year, he'd be perfectly fine. Like that's what he would need to live off of. So he ended up retiring early.
That's tough.
All that work and shit, doing all this extra shit, running.
Like, yo, it's a dude that was drafted. He was drafted to the league, right? So he's a sneakerhead. So he invested in the Air Yeezy One. Like, so he paid the $1.8 million. So now they have stocks and shoes and shit. You know how fucking crazy that is? So now I could put my money into shoes. And if the shoes raise value over time, you get a return from that.
You up. Super up.
That's kind of insane. Just being able to, like, buy stock in a shoe.
Bro, you could buy stock in Pokemon cards.
Yeah, like all of that. Just the way, like,
The basketball cards going crazy.
I wish I kept my Yu-Gi-Oh cards and my Pokemon cards.
On everything.
I still have my Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I got my Obelisk the Tormentor, my fucking Slayer the Sky Dragon, I got them. Get some money for them shits. Let me see. But they not in like mint condition or shit like how these niggas should be. Like, that shit different. So it's not even. And these niggas, first edition, the second car ever made. Like, first of all, how do you even know that?
People do their research.
And imagine getting that pack. It'd be like, yo, this little serial number at the bottom of this card actually means something.
Bro, you could go to the vending machine and spend $1 to get them.
That shit is insane.
Telling you, people interest is crazy.
Yeah, like, that's wild. And what's crazy is, like, I used to tell my, like, again, like, think about how many things we tell our parents when we were kids. They're like, yo, this is going to be it in the future. And they're like, yeah, okay, well, nah. You're going to do it like this. And we're like, nah, we can do it. And it's just like,
Think about it, like, yo, if moms really would let me sit home and play video games all day, bro, I could have been a fucking millionaire.
Word. We're not slandering our parents or anything.
Hell no, bitch, I made some dumbass decisions. We gotta tell you we made a dumb decision.
Like, when I tell you I'm playing with my friends, I'm really going to practice.
Basically, no, stay in the house.
Like, think about y'all, Sean, think about y'all rec team. Like, if niggas, like, really, like, how some of these niggas just be like, I'm going to just play full time, invest all my money in VC, and I'm not just, I'm going to do nothing but work at McDonald's so I get cheap food for free and just sit in my room and play video games.
Now some of them niggas is millionaires.
The niggas did just make bread off of 2K League, training them. They just made bread off of a 2K League. Maybe like 2 weeks ago.
You said Trey?
Yeah.
They just made bread.
And he's in, and yo, and he's into, like, tech.
Them niggas is in the 2K League now?
They're making money off.
That's crazy.
I'll get back in 2K.
Nigga.
I told them niggas I'm coming right back.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's something worth the play. Like, yeah. You know, like.
That's tough.
He sent the little deposit thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I'll be back.
I'm
taking somebody's spot.
They're like, showing me my
putting
to work.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's because, like, we used to, like, we would all be in the party, all chilling, whatever, whatever. And, like, that's, like, now look. Now, next thing you know, he could be doing that.
Bro, you could probably be really putting some serious paper in your pocket, bro. Because you'd be meeting people.
You to fucking stream.
And then people be like, oh, like, yo, I got this. I got that. Like, I got this type of team. Like, all right, I'm going to make some money off this because you want to play with me.
Hey, yo.
What made you go with that verse?
So the team is wilding.
What's the team? Who's wilding?
Us, the gang. You're here. We're all of us that are here.
Chilling. I'm never wilding. You niggas be wilding. Talking about you on Break Glizzy Records. I ain't forget, nigga.
Nigga gonna ask me what's the wildest shit I would do for my son. I bring up some shit that was
you
on
went
ESPN.
From killing niggas to, like, why you? Who made you go with that verse?
I'm not, your question.
You know what?
You asked me to bite through a fucking squirrel.
That's different.
A live squirrel?
Not live.
A raw squirrel?
Dead, but yeah. Then you went to, nah, I'm gonna go for the glizzies. You went from that to that.
Wow.
Just paint a narrative, bro. That's all.
Well, we're just, you know, it's really just, you know, in a showing of heritage thing.
What?
I heard him. This is recorded.
You know what?
Nah,
what
at the end of the day.
I wish we had the visual so y'all could see the color of his shirt. Very telling.
It's an Easter. Like, what? What's wrong with my shirt?
It's giving real pastel, if you know what I mean.
He trying to paint a narrative,
Sean
bro.
Sean, take us out.
Take it off.
Yeah, I was kind of. I don't think anybody.
It's
really
been another week.
Big love in the building.
That's the ball game.
Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Yeah. Rose. I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fader when your niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah.